Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush.
3, 2, 1.
Contact established.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Number two, Out of Bounds, William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramling. We are live in the Priority One Security Studios. Before we get to Fletcher, Wayne has been hanging on through the break. I want to squeeze in his phone call real quick before Big Thursday. And a surprising announcement about last week that you will not want to miss. Wayne is up with us first in this segment. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, Clark. What you doing?
Oh, man, we're doing great. Hope you're doing well.
Fine. Clark, just three quick things. The Florida State game, Clemson 42, Florida State 10.
Wow. That's pretty bold.
The thing, no, 42-10.
There you go.
Somewhere in that range. Florida State don't have it. Clemson's going to play. They're going to get back playing like they're capable of playing. Kerry's going to have a big game. It's going to be a good game for Clemson. The other thing is the thing with Newt, and I don't know the whole story that's been going around. They just tied a little bit of it in just about before you went to the break. The thing that I can gather is that, you know, he's made whatever comments he's made. Regardless of what he made, here's the thing about it. He could have went anywhere he wanted to go to school-wise, but the thing about it is he chose Clemson. Now, if he'd have went somewhere else, there's no guarantee that he would have been noticed as much as he'd been noticed at Clemson, because he would have been playing against other players that may be more athletic than the players he played with at Clemson. He might not have got as many opportunities to show himself off, and there's no guarantee he would have ended up where he's at today. He would have been in pros, no doubt, and he's a good athlete, but there's no guarantee he'd been at the level he's at today, or he'd win in the draft pick as high as he did. Because he might not get noticed as much. He'd been playing up against maybe tougher competition if he went to one of those schools. And, you know, I like Newt, and I'm a fan of him. But if you're going to talk about a school and you're going to say anything about the school, best thing is not saying anything about the school that where you have really benefited from it, no matter who you are. If you're going to say anything, say it while you're here so the coach can set you on the pine. I mean, that's the way I feel about it. In all fairness, You got to give fairness both sides of that. I'm giving fairness to Newt for where his background came from and all the stuff about that. But he needs to realize that Clemson took care of him while he was here, and that's why he's where he's at today.
I understand that, Wayne. Yep. That's good. Yeah. I appreciate the phone call. I'm gonna get Fletcher in here. I appreciate it. Thanks very much. I get that part of it. I understand that part of it from the fans' perspective that we're not hearing players that are grateful for what they have. That I would say that in the overarching argument that we as non-athletes are hypersensitive to the fact that if you're an IPTE donor, it feels like the players basically don't care about your contribution because they say their scholarship's worth nothing. I get that. That's a fair criticism to what he said. I think that's totally and completely fair to say that there's a lack of gratitude for the things that he had while he was here. With that being said, I don't think you throw the baby out with the bathwater and act like his entire concern is invalid, or that we can't do more, or we can't do better, or that his particular case with his family required more from him, required millions of. I mean, he's trying to move his family forward. He understands. He feels the burden, so he walks, and that's fine. I really think that's still the number one reason why he left early. And it's not because he was mad at Clemson or mad at Dabo or mad at the fans or mad at the world or mad at your family or whatever. He's not mad at anybody. He's trying to provide for his family, and he has, to his credit. So, look, if you disagree with me on that, I'll just, you know, you got a right to be wrong on that. Fletcher Anderson, Big Thursday, joins us right now, talking a little Clemson, talking a little South Carolina. What's up, Fletcher?
Hey, Clark.
You know, do you have any comments on the Nuke Hopkins comments? And, you know, before we kind of get going, any thoughts on that situation?
I won't jump into it too far, but I'll just say that, I mean, what I read, and I just read it one time quickly, it seemed like he didn't really like playing second fiddle to Sammy Watkins and didn't like the way that made him feel and that kind of treatment. That was a component of the quote, I think. And then there was another part I think I agree with a lot. But that part of it about kind of being treated like he was the second best or third best or whatever, I'll just say this. If Hunter Renfro had that mentality, he would have transferred after about 8 days on campus.
Right.
Two-a-days. Because if being a four-star, you know, freshman that played as a true freshman, that became a starter as a true freshman, and went on to be all-conference, I think that helped make him who he is. I think that made him work so much harder, feeling that way. And because let's face it, Nuke Hopkins has made himself. He was born with a lot of athletic talent, but that guy has worked his tail off to be one of the best receivers in the NFL. If he did what everybody else did, he would probably have a four-year career and have had a nice, you know, made a nice living for 4 years, and then he would have been cut if he just did, you know, the status quo. That guy works his tail off, and I think his time at Clemson helped make him that person who he is because he worked so hard to try to get up the ladder. But if Hunter Renfro had that mentality, let's just say Nuke Hopkins wouldn't last very long as a walk-on.
That's
for sure.
I don't disagree with that in any way, shape, or form. I think that's absolutely spot on. All right, let's talk a little bit about the let's talk about the Clemson-Florida State game coming up since we're already on the Tigers. We'll do that first. You hear college like the last one, 42-10. That just seems outrageous that somebody could pick them, and yet there is a thought process by which we could arrive at that score. I mean, what do you expect from a motivation level for Florida State and from an execution level from Clemson? Like, what do you expect to happen in this game?
Well, first of all, I think that Florida State has a pretty good defense, and their offense isn't helping them out a bit. I don't think our offense not firing on all cylinders right now anyways, that's for sure. But they are on offense, they are terrible at allowing sacks. Florida State is. They're 119th in the country. Terrible at tackles for a loss. They're 126th in the country, and they're terrible on third down. And they're so bad that Clemson's, you know, top 10 in the country in those areas at 3.67 sacks per game and 8.3 tackles for a loss. That's what Florida State is giving up every game. So an average, and it would be well below Clemson's average just to do what every other mediocre defense has done to them as far as sacks and tackles for a loss. So I actually think we're not going to score a lot of points, particularly in the first three quarters. And so I think our first team defense is going to stay in for a longer period. And I think it's going to be more like 21-9, 27-9, something like that. I don't know that Florida State gets in the end zone. But it's one of these games where Clemson fans are still feeling a little bit like we wanted more, we expected more, we're a top four playoff team, and I'll just take a win, you know. I'll be fine with that.
Oh, and it's an Orange Britches game, so all you got to do is win a game. It really doesn't matter. It's no surprise that Clemson's in this game yet again. It seems like what we do now here.
But let's be clear: the atmosphere at Boston College and the Florida State experienced, and the atmosphere that Florida experienced at Missouri in those games where not a lot on the table to play for. Florida just lost their coach. Florida State, you know, really is down as they've been in my lifetime, I guess. Playing in front of 40,000, 45,000 fans, things aren't going your way. There's no other motivation. Florida going into Williams-Brice Stadium with 70,000 or 75,000 fans that are pretty darn excited about their football team, and Florida State coming into Death Valley to play Clemson with 80,000 people in the stands, totally different. So normally that home crowd atmosphere works against you. In these two games, I think it's actually, don't get me wrong, it'll benefit the home team, but I think it actually gets Florida State a little more focused, a little more excited about playing, and it does the same for Florida because they don't have much else to be excited for. But when you're in, when you're playing in an electric atmosphere and you can tell the people, the 80,000 people around you care about this game, you care about it more and you play harder. And so I think, in a weird way, the visiting teams will perform better because the environment is going to make them feel like they're a part of something. Right now, on paper, Florida State and Florida are not really a part of something big. But when you're in that stadium, they'll feel like they will be a part of something big. because that game's important to those two teams.
Very interesting. Did you ever think that this game would be like a two-touchdown-plus favorite in favor of Clemson? Like, I never thought in my entire life that I'd see that. Unbelievable that the tables have turned to this point 20 years later.
I would agree, but now, I mean, I think we can say expect anything. I mean, what's Baylor now? Have they even won a game? And where were they just a few years ago? Teams seem to be able to fall off the face of the earth pretty quickly. I would have never guessed Florida State, but because I was talking to somebody last night, I just grew up seeing too many beatdowns. I mean, you know, Scott Bentley tackling Brian Dawkins on that block kick will never leave my mind, and the old play-action pass on the one-yard line with Chris Winkie to, not Anquan Boldin, but somebody else. There's a couple of memories etched in there that the tomahawk chop has firmly entrenched, and I've said it many times on this station, I just have too much respect for those gold helmets, and I don't think we're just going to walk the dog on Florida State this weekend. We might if our offense is just firing on all cylinders, but I don't think that's going to be the case.
All right, before we get to the Gamecocks and the Gators, which is just a sad game in many ways, Georgia, in her debut last week, Kelly, you can verify this for us, she had an unbelievable performance. She rocked the socks off the Pick'em contest last week.
We brought Hadley in off the sideline. I mean, we brought Georgia in off the sideline. She's two. Hadley's about to turn five in December. And she was just subbing for 1 week. And I think Georgia ought to hang up the cleats because she had a heck of a week.
Fletcher, she might win the job. I mean, you know, she came in as a backup and just did unbelievably well. She went 9-1 with the U Pick'em picks, and then she also picked Georgia over South Carolina. So she went 10-1.
She picked South Carolina, so she went 10-2.
She went 10-2.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
9-2. Hey, that still would have beat everybody here at WCCP. The best the best player this week went 7-3. So 2-year-old won.
Let's give a look. Can we give a little recap of Georgia's picks real quick, just to prove to people that we're not lying about this? This is Georgia's picks from last week. We think.
Do it.
Yeah.
We have it. There we go.
I'm going to say two teams, and you pick one of those teams. Okay. Syracuse at Florida State. Who's it going to be? Syracuse or Florida State?
Clemson.
Okay. But yeah, I got
to
pick.
She was off to a rough start, but then she pulled it together.
Florida State.
Florida or Missouri?
Missouri.
Yeah.
Texas
or TCU?
TCU.
Iowa State or West Virginia?
West Virginia.
West Virginia. Okay. Penn State or Michigan State?
Michigan State.
Stanford or Washington State?
Washington State.
Oklahoma or Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State, okay.
Oh.
Virginia
Her
Tech
one miss.
Or Miami?
Miami.
You have the same logic as your sister sometimes on these picks. Arizona or Southern Cal?
Southern Cal.
Clemson or NC State?
Clemson.
And what do you think the score will be? What two numbers?
Two.
Who's going to get two?
No, she wasn't right on the score.
A little off there.
Clemson's going to get two or NC State's going to get two?
I guess Clemson.
Clemson, that's right. 2-0 Clemson. And who do you think's going to win the South Carolina-Georgia game? Who are you going to pick, South Carolina or Georgia?
South Carolina.
You're kidding me. Your name's Georgia and you're going to pick South Carolina?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything you want to say to the listeners?
Yes.
What? Say, my name's Georgia.
My name is Georgia.
And I have a lot of candy.
I have a lot of candy.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Good job.
Bingo. That's what I'm talking
Killing
about
it.
With Georgia. I love Mission Steak with the Mission Steak with the late field goal to be Penn State.
Michigan.
Love that.
Yes.
Mission Steak.
Mission Steak.
You know, speaking of 2-0, like 3 weeks ago, I would have said the Florida-South Carolina game could be 2-0. But Florida's given up like 43.5 the last 2 weeks to Georgia and Mizzou. What in the world has happened to Florida? What do you foresee coming down the pike for the Gamecocks and the Gators here?
It's like Florida just, they were respectable through 6 weeks, and then they just fell off a cliff and they can't find their dignity. And that, you know, it's one of the schools where it's easier to win. That's why when you don't win, you get fired very quickly. But Florida's defense is actually one of the better defenses South Carolina's faced. But doggone that offense! I mean, how are, they can't do anything. And not only that, but they turn the ball over a good bit. They're 106 in the country in turnovers. I think South Carolina's going to turn them over. South Carolina's got something to play for. But I do think let's be real. South Carolina's offense, even when they move it up and down the field some, they have a little bit of trouble getting in the end zone. And they've played basically poor defenses all year. I think only one or two of them have been even ranked in the top 50. And they've still struggled to score many points. So this is actually one of the better defenses. But, you know, the big question is, these guys, are they going to show up? Are they actually paying attention in practice this week? Like I said earlier, I think the atmosphere will be strong. South Carolina's got a lot in their minds to play for, and you know, I don't, it's like for Clemson this week, you know, beating Florida State, a bad Florida State team, is still a big deal, and beating a bad Florida team is, to South Carolina fans, should still be a big deal. It's an SEC win, and so I think that environment will bring out a different Florida team than the one that showed up at Missouri. But It's hard to come up with a way where Florida wins this game. I think they'll be in it for a while, and I think South Carolina's offense will struggle to punch it in. They'll miss a few field goals, but they'll win by the time the clock strikes zero.
Are you surprised at all this is less than a touchdown, given how embarrassing Florida is nationally? Is that disrespect for the Gamecocks? Like, where do you think that comes from?
Well, you know, it seems like when coaches get fired, sometimes that kind of galvanizes the team, and yeah, it's almost like they start playing at a higher level. Clearly that didn't happen for Florida last week. So maybe that happens this week. And you got to remember, too, you know, I think things kind of started off bad for Florida pretty early. And Missouri's offense is, I mean, they're not the greatest in the world, but they do, I mean, they can throw it around and they can score. And, you know, if a team quits, then it becomes really easy to score. So I think that's what happened. Florida doesn't quit, and their offense doesn't turn the ball over. I think this is similar to a lot of these other SEC matchups South Carolina's had, where it is a fourth-quarter game, but it's at home. And South Carolina does a good job of not kind of beating themselves right now, and they play with a lot of passion. They're playing very hard for their coach and for their fans, and so I think that'll be the difference. They'll find a way to win here at the end of the game.
Good stuff. Fletcher Anderson, Nationwide Insurance and Central. What's going on with you guys at Nationwide right there on Highway 93?
Well, I got to make a plug for the Fort Hill Clemson Club.
Yes.
And people, if you've gone to the Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca recruiting wrap-up with Dabo Swinney, if you've gone to that event before and you know 1,600 people, it is a hot ticket. The only way to buy a ticket is online at forthillclemsonclub.com, and there are like 225 tickets left out of 1,600. So if you can hear my voice and you want to go to this event, you need to go online right now and buy your tickets, or you're going to miss out. The event raises money for academic scholarships for high school students that are attending Clemson University. And if you want to go, don't pull your car over, get on your phone, buy it online, through your phone, whatever you got to do, because they will be sold out probably by the end of the day tomorrow, especially now that, you know, tens of thousands of people are hearing me say this. So, forthillclemsonclub.com. Do it now.
Thanks, Fletcher. We appreciate it. I always appreciate your time on Thursdays. Look forward to next week.
Yes, sir.
All right. That is Fletcher Anderson, Nationwide Insurance in Central on Highway 93. Good stuff from Fletcher and also from Georgia.
Also, I should have told Fletcher to email me Georgia's picks, because I'll be copying those this week. So just shoot me those, Fletcher, when you can.
Back to the phones in a moment. Stay with us. More Out of Bounds coming up.
Purple Haze in Anderson and Clemson has an assortment of really cool stuff to create a unique experience. Body jewelry, glassware, and party favors. Voted best piercing studio in the upstate, there's nothing like the Purple Haze experience. Decorate with accessories, incense, and posters. Purple Haze now features Queenly Slimes by Abby J. It's therapeutic and great for stress relief. Feel the experience. Purple Haze in Clemson, across from Publix and 3448 Cinema Avenue in Anderson, next to Dazzler's and behind Grady's. Purple Haze.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code, so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers. Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom just because. Online purchase and print from your computer only at urbannirvana.com.
Bill collectors, are they calling, making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Bosch Anderson is hosting a job fair on Thursday, November 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Bosch in Anderson on Highway 81 with instant interviews. They are hiring qualified maintenance technicians for 8, 10, and 12-hour shifts. Positions are direct hire and minimum starting pay is $24.03 per hour, including shift premium with a $2,000 signing bonus. Applicants must have an associate's degree or 2 years of technical experience. For more information or to apply online, visit hcijobs.com.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Gets the crowd involved, doesn't it?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right and the radio.
In perfect Friday form, this show has been a large blob of lots of different things just smacked together, held together with used chewing gum. That's what this is. Friday edition on a Thursday, Out of Bounds, November 9th, 2017. Brian Ebert's going to join us at 2:05. Can't wait for that because I have no idea what to pick and spread. I'm seeing a lot of spreads. I'm like, man, I hate that spread. Or, gosh, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. That has been the overwhelming majority of my viewing pleasure this week.
Right.
In trying to figure out what to pick.
Well, you know, you're on a hot streak. You're on a roll. You won 3 games last week.
That's bad that on this show that's a hot streak. Or you're 3-0 that one time.
I think I'm going to take what I like to refer to as the three blind mice approach. In that, I will pull up VegasInsider.com. I will close my eyes. I will scroll. I will point, and that will be the spread I will pick. And I'm picking three of them, three blind mice.
That's it. Blind mouse number one picks. Whatever. You need some sort of algorithm, like some kind of, like throw it into a
computer. I've tried to use an algorithm, and it has failed me.
This hour, I'm so proud of you right now. This hour is brought to you by the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles, who is dispersing real IDs for next year when a cataclysmic event will occur where you can't, like, use your old driver's license anymore to do a lot of stuff. You need to get those real IDs. Here's the deal. You got to have, first of all, go to the website, scdmvonline.com, search real ID, begin the process with your license number, social security number, and date of birth. If you have required documents on file, if you have a regular license, if your privileges are in good standing, then you're good. If you do not have the required documents on file, go to your local branch of the SCDMV right now. Do it right now and get started with the process. They will not be available for online ordering if you have an identification card, commercial driver's license, or an international customer. We don't usually say that, but we will. Feel it's important to add that on.
You know, I'm traveling internationally in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's true. Back home to Texas.
So I got to get that updated.
Yeah, take your passport. Follow the SCDMV on Twitter and Facebook or learn more at scdmvonline.com. Email your questions to realid at scdmv.net. On hold with us right now.
Can you intro this? You can't just go to him. You got to intro it a little bit.
He is the man, the myth, the legend. His Penn State Nittany Lions did me the honor of allowing Michigan State to cover the spread last week, one of my three. He joins us right now from a snow fest of apocalyptic proportions in State College, Pennsylvania. He formerly sat in Kelly's chair and my chair and Sanders' chair. He is Dutch Coleman. And he joins us right now from his own chair. Hello, Dutch.
So disrespectful. Goodness gracious. That was just horrible. Why you got a bag on my Nittany Lions right there?
Hey, is it a snow fest of apocalyptic proportions, or is it not snowing?
Yes, it is. It is.
It's snowing right now?
If I were not so tough, I would be dead. That's how cold it is right now.
That's awesome. I love it. What's going on in your world? What are your thoughts today?
Man, I'm telling you, I had to respond to the Nuke Hopkins stuff. Guys, this is the most, I can't say unexpected, but people never cease to amaze me, the responses that have come from these Nuke Hopkins statements. I mean, it's like we're all getting into this emotional defense mode of our university, which we all know and love and we care about, and we can't stand anybody saying the smallest thing negative about our university. And we get into defense mode, not understanding that, yeah, what if it's true? So first thing we got to do is get out of this emotional defense mode, right? And I won't even talk about the Ponzi scheme stuff. I don't know how that got connected, but there are people smarter than both Nuke and I that think there's something wrong with the setup of the education system in America right now. Again, so it has a lot to do with the economics behind it. And again, that's for student athletes and regular students. So I'm not going to address that because I'll leave that to the really, really smart people. But I did want to mention something about Nuke's situation in particular. And I'm responding partially to my good friend Fletcher, which if you're going to get some insurance, go get some from that guy. I can't imagine a nicer guy in that area to work with. So shout out to Fletcher for all he does. Quark, if you were working somewhere, because Fletcher made an interesting point about Hunter Renfro, and I call him Hunter Winfrow.
Yes.
But
as we do, yes.
Hunter Renfro, yes, the man. He's the man, the myth, the legend. That's really the man, the myth, the legend right there. But if Hunter, in fact, had the exact same attitude as Nuke Hopkins coming in as a walk-on, you know what he'd be? He'd be an all-pro NFL receiver. He'd be an all-American receiver. He'd be all the things that Nuke is, because Nuke, if all these things, and I'm not going to say if all, I'm going to say all these things are true, because all that matters is Nuke's perspective, right? If he had a horrible experience in terms of his situation, and he still didn't say a peep about it, he didn't make any drama, any problems, any issues, he just showed up to work every day. And I mean, isn't that what you want from an employee? Isn't that what you want from somebody on a team that you only control? And as a matter of fact, Dabo preaches this. You control what you can control. You show up and do your job and be quiet. And isn't that exactly what Nuke did?
Yes. I would agree with that. He did show your thought about that is valid in that he could have very well expressed displeasure in the moment, but chose not to. And that goes to my overarching point that more than anything else in any of these discussions, Nuke Hopkins wants to be a good teammate and a good football player and a good person in his community. That's all he wants. He doesn't want to be like lead a social movement or write a thesis paper or pen a piece in the Players Tribune. He's not trying to lead a charge or make a philosophical point counterpoint argument about something. He just wants to be good where he is. And that's why he kept his mouth shut at Clemson a lot, and that's why he's saying what he's saying right now with the Texans in every single documented case that people are mad about.
Yeah, and the thing is, if I were, let's say you were my boss and we worked somewhere, and you were just a very mean person to me. And I showed up every day and I did my job. I worked and I worked and I worked. And you were just very mean. You weren't a very a good person to work alongside. And, you know, you did all these things. And then 20 years later, we have a conversation and you say, or someone says, hey, how'd you like it at Company X? And I go, yeah, my experience wasn't that good. And then people get mad because one or two reasons. They didn't know or they thought that company was so good. Now, the fact of the matter is that he didn't have a good experience. Now you can believe it or not believe it, but he said he didn't have a good experience. But the most important thing is he didn't let that bother him. He still showed up. And the fact that you're surprised is a good thing because he showed up and he did his job and he didn't complain. So that's the thing that bothers me most about the people that are coming to this emotional defense of Clemson. If you do have a boss or something that you don't like and you're able to do the things that Nuke did, I'm like, why aren't you guys crediting him for not ruining the season, for him not being a prima donna, which we know wide receivers are. They are prima donnas. He wasn't that guy. And if anybody grinds, it's Nuke Hopkins. He wasn't some guy who just showed up and thought he was good. Like, no, he grinded. I mean, that guy worked hard. He was a very, very dedicated athlete and to himself and to his teammates. So, and he took the physical punishment that was necessary. He did the dirty work that was necessary. He did all these things. And then I see people on Facebook saying they're no longer fans of his and they're going to support him anymore. And I'm like, God forbid you disagree with somebody in one area and now you're going to stop supporting them and you're going to forget everything that you thought about them before. People, we have to do better than that. I don't disagree. I don't throw everything out with Quark if I find out Quark doesn't believe that South Carolina shouldn't have a lottery. Like, you know, they shouldn't have a lottery system. Quark, I can't believe you said that, Quark. You know what? We can't be friends anymore.
I like the lottery, by the way. I'm good with it. I just want to make that statement.
but you see how this thing is more about people getting defensive about a university. And Jeff may be friends again now, or Dabo, or who else is over there? That Sammy, all the people that might have been implicated in this, and who, you know, these people. Because I'm trying to think of bosses or people. The AD, you know, maybe Terry Don said something to him mean. I don't know, but maybe he fixed all those things now, and he's just had an opportunity where he's being interviewed, and he's just talking about it. He's just telling you what happened, and now we're mad because somebody's being honest, giving us some insight into what might have happened in their lives, and now we're mad.
Let me ask you this real quick, because what you just said, it sparked something with me. You talk about being honest and saying it. I feel like the environment is kind of I mean, it's like when he's talking about Dabo's MLK comments, he's coming at it from the perspective of an NFL locker room. So he kind of took the opinion that's probably favored in NFL locker rooms. It seemed like he kind of did that here, too. Like, there's some personal elements to it, but it also is like the culture that he's in. That's what people are talking about. He's on Arian Foster, who is certainly not going to go along with societal norms. We know that. I mean, he's on his podcast. Absolutely. I feel like the environment is a mitigating factor here, too, right?
And absolutely. And the fact that he didn't really get to go into detail. Sometimes I do an interview every week. And after I'm finished, I go, oh, man, I probably should have said this differently. I should have said that differently. But in that moment, you're just saying it quickly. So you lose a lot of context that you could have given the listeners, but now it's gone. And then you're like, I probably should have gave them a little bit more background on that. But it's out there and you got to live with it and deal with it. But even back to the Dabo MLK comments, I had issue with that. And I love Dabo to death.
Right.
I eat food at Dabo's house. I know his kids. I love his wife to death. If just because I disagree with him about a MLK comment or the way he phrased it, like that doesn't mean that I have a problem with Dabo. And I will and I will be smart enough to know that even if that's 0.01% of me and Dabo's relationship, it's not nearly enough to derail all the wonderful things that I think about him. So people should be able to disagree with one point or two, like what, or two, or four or ten, and still be okay. And that's the biggest problem here, is that I'm just so discouraged by people with these statements. I'm no longer supporting Nuke. I can't believe he's this. He's ungrateful. He's that. And this notion that athletes owe schools. You know what, Quark? There are a lot of athletes that owe schools every penny that they gave them. There are a lot of them that showed up and they jaked it. They didn't work hard. They didn't do what they told the school they were going to do, and they owe that whole scholarship back. Nuke's not one of them. Nuke is a guy who earned it. He gave you more of himself than the guy standing next to him. And if anything, we're even. I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you any praise. I owe you honesty. I owe you the truth, because I think we all owe each other that. But Nuke is not a guy that owes anybody anything. And I think that that's what we need to get, you know, get off of this stuff of this opportunity that was given. No, there was about 10,000 people that Clemson could have offered. They offered Nuke. Let me tell you who they would have been doing a favor. Me. They'd have been doing me a favor giving me a scholarship. They weren't doing Nuke a favor giving him a scholarship. He had tons of options, and because of his work ethic, he probably would have succeeded anywhere or everywhere. So we have to get out of that mentality when we look at these scholarship athletes like they're getting something free. And Kelly can tell you, I don't think she thought anything was free when she had to show up every day and do all these things and do her schoolwork, and if she was hurt, go to treatment, and you still had to, you know, compete on a level with the other students. I don't think, you know, giving me anything should come out of anyone's mouth. It's a relationship. We work together with the universities, and we try to create something special. The educational system, Clemson doesn't owe me anything else beyond that, and I don't owe them anything else beyond that. But I hope that a love is created that we can just, you know, have a relationship for the rest of our lives. But we don't owe each other anything. I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think it certainly does. And unfortunately, we're up against a break, and I just keep doing this. Dutch Coleman, ladies and gentlemen. the Lady Lions basketball, they start tomorrow? Is that right?
Yes, start tomorrow.
Who they got?
One of those seasons again. We got some injuries to Sienna. We got our best player, broke her ankle in USA basketball this summer. She's out to December. So hopefully the young pups can get some run and try and get some experience until she returns. So we'll see.
Best of luck to you guys. Hope the family's doing well. Hope the kids are doing well. Always appreciate getting to visit with you and getting your very wise and measured commentary.
I appreciate it. Take care, guys. Hey, Kelly.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dutch. We miss you.
Dutch Coleman, ladies and gentlemen. What a baller that guy is. Unbelievable. Any thoughts on what he said? Should we wait till after? I'm sure you got some thoughts and comments on what he said there.
I do.
Okay. Well, we'll discuss that on the other side.
Let's get him on the other
side. We got to get some picks in, too.
We have to,
We
yes.
got to get some picks and some conversation
Big
on
weekend
games.
Coming up.
We promise that to people. We give the people what they want in this Thursday, Friday edition of the show. Hey, I don't think I've met anybody that's had a good experience with the IRS. That's true. You're not sure how to deal with them. I know that because nobody knows how to deal with them. If you hadn't filed in several years, you filed, you haven't paid, whatever the problem is, it's personal. It affects your well-being. Don't call some stranger, some 1-800 company, some national person who's going to stick your information in a file folder, stick it in a file cabinet, and you'll never see or hear from it again until they're like, oh, we got to call them. And then they treat you just like everybody else. David Green is not going to do that for you. The Green Law Firm, they've been doing this for over 20 years. He knows all the options available so you can get your life back. He's a Clemson grad. He's got working relationships at the local and national level with the IRS. He knows how to leverage the IRS for your personal benefit. They can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. Call them today. Free strategy session can be yours at 271-7940. That's 271-7940. Stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville. Check them out on the web at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal. Phones are open. Text lines open. Twitter's open. Brian Edwards, top of hour three. But other than that, we are picking games. And also Kelly's comments on Dutch's comments on Nuke Hopkins' comments. Got that? Hour two continues in a moment.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Hello, this is Dr. John LaHoop, Executive Director of Clemson Downs. We are very excited about the Clemson Tigers football season, and we wish them all the best against FSU. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For more information on Creekside Cottage focusing on memory support, visit clemsondowns.com or call 654-1155.
It'll be a great year for Clemson Downs and for Clemson football. Go Tigers!
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, we're in Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson for all your financial needs. With products and services like free checking with e-statements, loans for all reasons, the Founders app with mobile deposit and Founders Online, you can be all in at Founders and all in with your national champion, Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Hope that you are getting all geared up for Saturday's showdown with Florida State in Memorial Stadium. 3:30 is kickoff time in Death Valley. The last time these two clubs met in Memorial Stadium, it was a come-from-behind win for Clemson as they entered ranked third in the nation but first in the college football playoff poll. The Tigers won 23-13. Florida State led 10-6 at half thanks to a Dalvin Cook 75-yard touchdown run in the first quarter and a Seminole defense that held Clemson to just two field goals. Deion Kane then scored on a 38-yard touchdown pass from Deshaun Watson with 5 minutes into the third period. That culminated in an 80-yard drive. Florida State tied the game at 13 entering the fourth quarter on a field goal. But then Clemson would outscore Florida State 10-0 in the fourth quarter. Wayne Gallman iced the game with a 25-yard touchdown run at the 2:34 mark. And the score was all set up by a Ben Bulwer and Shaq Lawson combined tackle to make a stop on a 4th-and-1. And the Tigers took that ball over at the Seminole 40-yard line, then driving for the winning score. Should be a lot of fun on Saturday in Memorial Stadium. Hope that you can be there to see it all. And our report brought to you by our friends at Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers.
Trade up to the Maserati of SUVs at Maserati Greenville. The Maserati Levante is in its element everywhere, inspiring your driving experience with precise handling and inspirational performance. Prioritize comfort while assuming a more sporty SUV character. The Maserati Levante has unsurpassed luxury and craftsmanship that dominates even the most formidable weather, all starting in the low 70s. Discover the Maserati of SUVs, Levante, exclusively at Maserati Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road in Greenville.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
For over 2 decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Introducing Bamboo Court, a new community from Tom Winkoff & Associates. 14 townhome-style condos with 2 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and walk-in closets. Bamboo Court is luxury living on the CAT bus route near Clemson University. Pre-selling for August 2018, starting at $195.5. Learn about Clemson's newest townhomes at TomWinkoff.com. For your game day condo or for your college student, call Susie at 303-8070 today. Bamboo Court is a Tom Winkoff development.
Wouldn't it be great to find someone who serves sandwiches the way you wanted them? You're really missing out if you haven't been to Witch Witch, right in Clemson. Witch Witch Superior Sandwiches gives you the fixins to make a sandwich the way you want it. Witch Witch has over 40 toppings with endless combinations. Everything you want in a sandwich. Vegan, gluten-free, and vegetarian choices as well. You can make any sandwich, a salad, or a wrap. Witch Witch Superior Sandwiches, 103 Canoy Lane at Highway 93, Clemson.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Go right ahead. How can you be so
so nonchalant about this?
That's how we roll.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
The mountain is high.
Welcome back. Hour two continues. Out of bounds. William Kwok, Miss Kelly Granley. Did you know that that our women's basketball game is the first game of the season
in the world?
Like, so legitimately, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm looking at right now. This is what it's like. NCAA at NCAA WBB, which seems legit. I don't know. Says 24 hours exclamation point. At Clemson WBB hosts at KSU Owls WBB at 11 a.m. Eastern Time Friday in the first game of the NCAAW season. And it just hit me that when we come on air, my voice will be the first one to speak a word of basketball commentary in 2017-18.
What? Hashtag blessed.
We have to beat the Kennesaw State Radio Network.
Oh, we have to.
We have to be on before them.
Oh, we will.
What?
If someone needs to unplug something, we will.
To basketball? Are you kidding me? You joking me?
This is big.
This is big. That means your voice will be safe. We should do it together. We should do a combo. Hey.
Welcome in.
We should. We should. I think that'd be fun. I might have to run that by corporate, though.
Yeah.
Might have to run that by corporate. Quick, your thoughts before we get back to the phones. Your thoughts on what Dutch just talked about with Newt Hopkins.
I mean, just very quick. I thought Dutch, you know, spoke well, as he always does, and he's a great voice of reason and gives a unique perspective. I think I have somewhat of a unique perspective, but I also don't. I get kind of uncomfortable when someone says, oh, you know what Nuke's talking about? No, I have no idea, because I did not come from a similar family situation, and I was not, you know, had the pressure of providing for the family with my talents. That was nowhere near what I had. But I think that we have to be careful with this narrative of Nuke needs to be grateful, right? Because every single thing Nuke has accomplished, he's earned. Every single thing. Clemson was a platform, and Clemson was good to him, at least from what we know, of course. But I get kind of uncomfortable when we are demanding gratefulness from Nuke when Nuke earned everything he's achieved. That's really all I got.
Very well said. I'm glad you put it that way. Tiger Greg is up with us next on the Northern Communication phone lines. We'll talk games after this. What's up, Greg?
Hey, what's up? I always enjoy listening to Dutch. He was always one of my favorite show hosts when he was here, and he always, I like him because he always takes up for Clemson. You better not say nothing bad against Clemson when he's on the air, because he will take you down like Ric Flair. I mean, he does not play when it comes to that. But the only thing I got to say about the new thing, I don't have no problem with what he's done or did. He will always be a hero to me. All I got to say is 4th and 17, guys. Remember 4th and 17. That play alone right there should put Nuke and every Clemson fan's heart for life. And the LSU game, if you know what I'm talking about, if you watch the game, you know what I'm talking about. And Nuke, like Kelly said, everything he had. The only problem I had with when he was on that show with Arian Foster, which is sort of a troublemaker, he made the comment that he was dissatisfied that he was not always the first option, that sometimes he was the third option. Well, a team player on any team should not feel that way. That's wrong. You should care about winning no matter who's targeted first. I don't believe in my heart nowhere that Dabo Sweeney or Jeff Scott or Morris or anybody said, let's throw the ball to Sammy and not throw it to you. They said, throw it to whoever's open. You know what I'm saying? Every play out there is a read for the quarterback anyway. He looks at the matchups. The plays get changed all the time. I just didn't like that part of what he said. Leaving college early, I would advise him as my child, you should leave after 3 years because there's nothing else more you can do, and your family needs you to go to the NFL, and you're going to make it and be good. I have no problem with that whatsoever. I think he made the right decision. Like I said, if it had been my son, I would advise him to do the same thing. I just don't like the comment of, and I think he might have got milked into that, of making the comment about not being always being first, you know, and getting targeted. I just don't believe you should say that. A team player should not worry about that. I don't believe Deshaun Watson or a lot of other players out there, Hunter Renfrow, a lot of players, worry about how many times they get targeted. They worry about if they win or not. And I just don't think you need to make that comment. And the Martin Luther King thing, everybody made a big deal out of that. Like Dabo Swinney, because he's white, he shouldn't make a comment about Martin Luther King. Well, why can't he make a comment about Martin Luther King? I thought the comment he made was perfectly fine. It was interpreted differently by different people. That was unfortunate. The way I interpreted it, he made a great statement. Other people interpreted it a different way, but he has just as much right as anybody else to make that statement. You know, color has nothing to do with it. Dabo Swinney knows what a great man Martin Luther King was, so that's the only issues I have out there. I mean, I love Nick, and I'm not going to not pull for him because he said something I didn't like. I mean, like I said, 4th and 17, that's what I remember. And I remember all the great catches he made, and he would always be one of my favorite Clemson players. He signed a football for my son, took a picture with him when he was about 8 years old, and I cherished that right there. I mean, he went out of his way to come take a picture with my son, and I'm grateful for it. So Nick will always be a great Clemson player to me. So I think we just need to quit talking about it and not make a big deal out of it. But anyway, that's all I got to say.
Thanks, Greg. We appreciate the phone call. Yeah, well, I don't want to, you know, I certainly didn't want to spend an hour and a half.
Hold on. 4th and 16.
Yeah, it's definitely 4th and 16.
Just real quick. Okay.
And you know what? I didn't want to talk about this today, but I felt like if we didn't flesh this out, that the conversation would, you know how people are like, man, I wish people wouldn't talk about this. Well, if one group of people just doesn't talk about it, then the conversation is monopolized by the other group of people. And that's kind of what, like, did you, Sanders, you were, you're a journalist now. Do you feel like this? Do you feel like this conversation has been co-opted by people who feel some type of way about this?
Yeah,
I mean, I felt like it was irresponsible if we didn't touch on it today. You know what I'm saying?
It's mainstream,
right? Kelly, do you agree with that? You agree?
Yes. Okay. We had to talk about it.
Hey, let's do some games.
Can we talk about
some games?
Hey, remember when you texted me this morning? We were doing show prep, and you were like, we're going to talk games, all games. And then we'll even talk some basketball. And I went back. I said, LOL, we're not talking basketball.
Not talking basketball.
We're not getting to basketball. Are you kidding?
Nobody getting to basketball.
You got
to
pivot.
And this is how you pivot.
Truer words have never been spoken, Sanders.
Games. Tomorrow night, a game. Washington-Stanford. Your thoughts on Washington Stanford?
What?
I don't know. Hashtag Pac-12 after dark. Hashtag Pac-12 before dawn.
After dark. Yeah. Well, I'm going with Washington on this one. First of all, when you look at Washington's resume, you do a double take when you realize they lost to Arizona State. It's just kind of what? I mean, I feel like that loss maybe should exclude you from the Final Four. But other than that, they've been relatively good. They haven't played pretty much anybody. I think this might be the best opponent they've played so far. The thing with Stanford and Washington is, again, the question from last week. Is Bryce Love healthy? And can he be as effective as he's been before he had the ankle injury? He played against Washington State. He wasn't great. He had one big run. It's an ankle. I'm not quite sure how productive he will be. And to me, that's the big question. But also, Washington has a great run game with Gaskin, who is almost at 1,000 yards. Washington whooped up on Stanford last year. And the Huskies have one of the best rush defenses in the country. So I think even a healthy Bryce Love, this might be one of the better rush defenses he'll face all season. So I'm going with UW.
I'm going with UW as well. Great defense travels. I think great defense will travel in this game. Stanford's been really good at home, but if Love's not 100%, I'm going to go Washington, who their only loss was like, what, 13-7 or something?
Yeah, to Arizona State.
And their defense has traveled this
year.
Did
Browning not play
teams.
In that game?
I'm not sure what happened. That
I'll
was a weird
check
one.
On that.
There were some people
I know
out
it was,
on that one.
It was in Arizona. It was on the road.
Yeah, I got to take Washington. Even at home, I don't trust Stanford enough. Hey, OmahaSteaks.com, if you're struggling to find the perfect gift for someone who has it all, they will help you out. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks, how for only $49.99, you can get my family gift pack when you go to OmahaSteaks.com and enter my code William in the search bar for, get this, 75% savings. Over 500 gourmet gift ideas in the OmahaSteaks.com archives. They can provide great steak experiences at home, most flavorful, tender aged beef. And here's what you get. Listen, just for our listeners, this is what you get for less than $50. two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, and an Omaha steak seasoning packet. Plus, they're going to throw in four additional kielbasa sausages free. And what's better than BOGO kielbasa? Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code William in the search bar, get 75% savings. It's a gift guaranteed to be a hit at omahasteaks.com. The code is William. Brian Edwards in Pick Sour 3.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.